Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Nun Vav Baba Basra 56. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us the following statement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol Sheher Ehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chayev B'Maiser. And the way the Rashbam explains this teaching is that at the time that Moshe died, we know that from Deuteronomy chapter 34 that it says that Moshe went up on the mountain and God showed him all of the land of Canaan from Gilad until Dan. And so here what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of Shmuel is that any of those lands that God showed Moshe at that time are obligated in Miser. It doesn't just mean Miser, but any of the tithes that are normally associated with the land of Israel are only applicable if you're living in the land of Israel. So how do we know which tithes are applicable to which lands? We know it from the fact that those lands that Moshe saw at that time are obligated to give a tithe if you're living or producing the land in any one of those lands. And so the Gemara says, okay, these lands, lafluke mai, so which lands are not obligated? So the Talmud says, this is lafuke, this is to exclude the lands of the Kene, the Kenizi, and the Kadmoni. Those three tribes, those lands are excluded from having to give a tithe. And again, the Rashbam is helpful here and explains to us what's going on here. So we know from Genesis chapter 15, verse 19, that God had promised Abraham in what's called the covenant between the pieces, the bris bein absarim, that Avram will be given the lands for his descendants from certain of the tribes. And at that time, in the Torah, there are listed 10 lands. And so here, when Moshe went up on the mountain, it's only referring to 7 lands. That those lands that Moshe saw, those are the 7 nations that are normally referred to in the Torah. But when Avram was promised the land, he was promised the land of 10 nations. So there are 3 nations to whom Avram was promised the land, which are not obligated in the tithe. And the reason is because those lands are not yet the lands of the Jewish people, but only, says the Rashbam, and quoting the Midrash of Bereishis Rabbah, that eventually those lands in the time of the Messiah will be returned to the Jewish people, but even when they're returned, they will not be obligated in a tithe. So we see from here that the 7 nations that Moshe saw when he went up on the mountain, those lands are obligated in a tithe, but the other 3 nations of the Kene, the Kenizi, and the Kadmoni, those Moshe doesn't have to give a tithe for. And even though Avram was promised those lands during the covenant between the pieces. So what are these 3 nations? So here there's a 3-way dispute in the Talmud. Rabbi Meir says this is reference to the Naftucha, the Arva, and the Shalma, probably a reference to B'nai Mitzrayim, B'nai Yishmael, and the Kene, Egyptians, and Yishmael, and the Kene. Rabbi Shimon says that this refers to the Ardiskim, the Asya, and the Aspamya. The Ardiskim is a people from one area. The Asya is probably a reference to the Germanic land, and Aspamya is a reference to Sfarad, but the position that I want to focus on is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who says this refers to the lands of Har Seir, the mountain of Seir, and also to Ammon, and also to Moab. Those lands were excluded from what we have to give a tithe on. And according to this approach, this is actually very relevant, because we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Avram was promised, was given Mount Seir, and so since Avram was given Mount Seir, he must have then bequeathed that to his child, to Yitzhak, who eventually must have given it to his child, who's to Esav. Even though this is the way our Gemara reads, this is not the way it was read by all the commentaries, and so our Gemara was ignored most significantly by the Maharam Mirutenberg. And the Maharam Mirutenberg was asked the following question. He was asked whether or not a Meshumad, who we call an apostate, is able to inherit his father. Now, in order to understand the context, the Maharam Mirutenberg died in the year 1297, and he died in a prison. The reason why he died in prison is because he was captured by the neighbors of Latin Christendom, and he refused to allow his body to be ransomed. And so we see from here he was living at a time where if somebody became an apostate, they were viewed as having rejected, not just rejected the faith, but it's almost an act of treason against their people. It was like a holy war amongst the people living in Latin Christendom. And so the Maharam said such a person who's an apostate is not able to inherit his father. And the reason is because we know that somebody to inherit is called the zerah, the seed, because it states in the verse, for your children, uzaracha acharecha. So somebody who is considered a zerah, a seed, is able to inherit. But somebody who's an apostate has abandoned his father, and so he's no longer considered to be the seed. And so therefore, he says that an apostate does not inherit. And what about the fact, says the Maram, that the Gemara in Kedushin says that even a non-Jew can inherit his father, because we see that Esav gave Mount Seir to his children. So he says, no, Esav got it on his own. Esav didn't inherit Mount Seir from Yitzhak. And so therefore, it wasn't as though that Esav had inherited. So a non-Jew can inherit, can pass on and bequeath, but an apostate cannot. But the reason why the Maram has to say this is because the Riva says not like the Maram. The Riva says we know that somebody who's an apostate can inherit, because Esav was considered to be somebody who rejected the faith, and our Gemara learns that Avram had inherited, had bequeathed the land to Yitzhak, and Yitzhak had bequeathed Mount Seir to Esav. And so therefore, even somebody who has rejected the faith is also able to inherit. And so technically speaking, that is the law. Of course, a Bezdin can always decide whatever a court decides, but technically speaking, an apostate can inherit their father.